The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We welcome our viewers of Madani Channel back to another episode of the program The Challenges of Youth. Yes, in this program we discuss various challenges that the youth especially do face, as well as Islamic guidance as to how we can overcome those challenges. So today as well, inshallah, we have a wonderful topic of discussion, a very needed topic of discussion. But before we get into our discussion, let us first remind ourselves of the benefits that we receive when we recite salawat upon the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever recites salat upon me one time, Allah azza wa jalla showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. So we have a beautiful method of receiving the mercy of Allah azza wa jalla, and that is salawat upon the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa barik wa sallim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. As we've mentioned, that we have an important topic of discussion for today, and that topic of discussion is love for the world. Love for the world. Yes, we're going to discuss how detrimental this can be, loving the world, loving the dunya. But before we get into that discussion, we are first going to listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And immediately after the kalam, we will be back discussing our topic for today, inshallah azza wa jal. So sit back, relax, enjoy this beautiful kalam in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when we return, we will go further into our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Tere jaya,
tere jaya,
koi nahi,
koi nahi.
Yahi bole sira wale, chamne jahan ke thale, sabhi maine chhan daale, tere paaye ka na paaya. तुझे यक ने यक बनाया, तुझे यक ने यक बनाया, तुझे यक ने यक बनाया, तेरे खुल्क को हक ने अजीम कहा, तेरी खिल्क को हक ने जमील किया, कोई तुझसा हुआ है न होगा शहा, तेरे खालिके हुस्नो अदा की कसम, अदा की कसम, अदा की कसम।
दुनिया पे आया कोई तेरी ना मिसाल, लब के ले आवां कितो सोना तेरे नाल दा, लब के ले आवां कितो सोना तेरे नाल दा।
मक्के रहण वाले आ मदीने जान वाले आ, मक्के रहण वाले आ मदीने जान वाले आ, ठुड्डे खान वाले आ नू सीने लाण वाले आ, खान वालिया नू सीने लान वालिया, तेरे बाजों डिगे आनू कोई नहीं संभालदा, तेरे बाजों डिगे आनू कोई नहीं संभालदा,
लब के ले आवां कितो सोना तेरे नाल दा, लब के ले आवां कितो सोना तेरे नाल दा।
अब मेरी निगाहों में जचता नहीं कोई, जैसे मेरे सरकार हैं ऐसा नहीं कोई, तेरी आते सिफतां दा कोई भी हिसाब नहीं, ते सिफतां दा कोई भी हिसाब नहीं, तू ते किथे तेरे गुलामां दा जवाब नहीं, तू ते किथे तेरे ਆ ਗੁਲਾਮਾਂ ਦਾ ਜਵਾਬ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਤੂੰ ਰੂਪ ਵੰਡੇ ਹਬਸ਼ੀ ਬਿਲਾਲ ਦਾ ਹੋਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਤੂੰ ਰੂਪ ਵੰਡੇ ਹਬਸ਼ੀ ਬਿਲਾਲ ਦਾ
ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ
ਚਿਹਰਾ ਤੇਰਾ ਨੂਰ ਵੰਡੇ ਸਾਰੀ ਕਾਇਨਾਤ ਨੂੰ ਰੱਬ ਵੀ ਦਰੂਦ ਭੇਜੇ ਇੱਕ ਤੇਰੀ ਜ਼ਾਤ ਨੂੰ ਚਿਹਰਾ ਤੇਰਾ ਨੂਰ ਵੰਡੇ ਸਾਰੀ ਕਾਇਨਾਤ ਨੂੰ ਚਿਹਰਾ ਤੇਰਾ ਨੂਰ ਵੰਡੇ ਸਾਰੀ ਕਾਇਨਾਤ ਨੂੰ ਰੱਬ ਵੀ ਦਰੂਦ ਭੇਜੇ ਇੱਕ ਤੇਰੀ ਜ਼ਾਤ ਨੂੰ ਰੱਬ ਵੀ ਦਰੂਦ ਭੇਜੇ ਇੱਕ ਤੇਰੀ ਜ਼ਾਤ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ੈਦਾਏ ਜ਼ਮਾਨਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਹੁਸਨੋ ਜਮਾਲ ਦਾ ਸ਼ੈਦਾਏ ਜ਼ਮਾਨਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਹੁਸਨੋ ਜਮਾਲ ਦਾ
ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ
ਇਸ਼ਾਰੇ ਸੇ ਚਾਂਦ ਚੀਰ ਦੀਆਂ ਛੁਪੇ ਹੋਏ ਖੁਰ ਕੋ ਫੇਰ ਲੀਆਂ ਗਏ ਹੋਏ ਦਿਨ ਕੋ ਅਸਰ ਕੀਆ ਯੇ ਤਾਬੋ ਤਾਵਾ ਤੁਮਾਰੇ ਲੀਏ ਕਰਕੇ ਦੁਆ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਸੂਰਜ ਨੂੰ ਮੋੜਦਾ ਕਰਕੇ ਦੁਆ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਸੂਰਜ ਨੂੰ ਮੋੜਦਾ ਆਪੇ ਚੰਨ ਤੋੜਦਾ ਤੇ ਆਪੇ ਚੰਨ ਜੋੜਦਾ ਆਪੇ ਚੰਨ ਤੋੜਦਾ ਤੇ ਆਪੇ ਚੰਨ ਜੋੜਦਾ ਬਿਗੜੀ ਬਣਾਵੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਬੀ ਦਾ ਇਸ਼ਾਰਾ ਹਾਂ ਬਿਗੜੀ ਬਣਾਵੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਬੀ ਦਾ ਇਸ਼ਾਰਾ
ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ
ਕਹਿੰਦੀ ਏ ਹਲੀਮਾ ਮੁਖ ਵੇਖ ਲਜਪਾਲ ਦਾ ਕਹਿੰਦੀ ਏ ਹਲੀਮਾ ਮੁਖ ਵੇਖ ਲਜਪਾਲ ਦਾ ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ ਚੌਦਵੀਂ ਦਾ ਚੰਨ ਨਾਲੇ ਅਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਦਾ ਤਾਰਾ ਚੌਦਵੀਂ ਦਾ ਚੰਨ ਨਾਲੇ ਅਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਦਾ ਤਾਰਾ ਕਸਮ ਖੁਦਾ ਦੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸਭ ਨਾਲੋਂ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਕਸਮ ਖੁਦਾ ਦੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸਭ ਨਾਲੋਂ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਹੋਕਾ ਦੇਵਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਮੈਂ ਸੱਚਿਆਂ ਪਿਆਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਹੋਕਾ ਦੇਵਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਮੈਂ ਸੱਚਿਆਂ ਪਿਆਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਜਿਉਂਦਾ ਏ ਜ਼ਹੂਰੀ ਨਾ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਯਾਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਜਿਉਂਦਾ ਏ ਜ਼ਹੂਰੀ ਨਾ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਯਾਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਮੰਗਤਾ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਦਰ ਤੇਰੀ ਆਲ ਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਮੰਗਤਾ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਦਰ ਤੇਰੀ ਆਲ ਦਾ
ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਤੇ ਆਇਆ ਕੋਈ ਤੇਰੀ ਨਾ ਮਿਸਾਲ ਦਾ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਤੇ ਆਇਆ ਕੋਈ ਤੇਰੀ ਨਾ ਮਿਸਾਲ ਦਾ ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਲੈ ਆਵਾਂ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਦਾ
Subhanallah, mashallah, what a beautiful kalam in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every time we listen to his blessed praises, alhamdulillah, we enjoy it. And we feel closer to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We feel our love increase for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the yearning to visit his blessed city increases even further. May Allah azza wa jal take us all to the blessed cities of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwarah time and time again. May Allah azza wa jal grant us salah in the haram of Makkah al-Mukarramah and in the haram of Madinah al-Munawwarah. Ameen bijahe khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we've mentioned, today's topic of discussion is love for the world. And many of us end up falling into this trap that we come into dunya and we know that our purpose is not this world. Our purpose is the hereafter. Our purpose is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result of us pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we receive goodness in the afterlife. Yes, insan has come into this dunya for the purpose of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in case we were not sure or we didn't know as to what is our purpose. We have come here to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have come here to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This world is a mundane world. This world is a temporary world. It's not forever. The life of the world itself is not forever. And our lives within this world is most definitely not forever. We come here for a short time, very temporarily. If we look towards the age of human beings in today's time, I think we could easily say that it averages between 60 and 70 years. Yes, the age of this ummah tends to average between 60 and 70 years. But we have those who come into dunya and they leave dunya before 60 years. We have those who come into dunya and they leave dunya a little after 60 to 70 years. Indeed, it's a very short period of time. Now, in relation to the years that we have passed, maybe that seems like a long period of time. Someone is 30, someone's 40, someone's 50, someone's 20, someone's 10 years old, and they look towards 60 years, 70 years old, and they think, okay, it's a long period of time. But just look, as compared to our lives, it may seem like a long period of time, but how many years have passed already on this world? So many years have passed since our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has graced this planet. So many years have passed since Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam had come to this planet. So many years have passed since Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam has graced this planet as well. So this life that we have in comparison to the age of the world is actually very small. And the entire worldly life in comparison to the akhirah is minute. It is so small. It is for such a short period of time. Just think, if we earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya, then we will go to Jannah and we shall remain in Jannah forever. Forever. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So what is 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 years in comparison to forever? Forever does not have any end. It just goes on and on. When Jannatis enter Jannah, they remain in Jannah and they don't come out of Jannah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And how unfortunate is the one who does not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and dies upon kufr, dies upon disbelief, that they will enter Jahannam. And how long will they remain in Jahannam for? Not 10, 20, 60, 70 or 100 years, no. They shall remain in Jahannam forever. Continuously they shall be in Jahannam. In this dunya we have death, but in the akhirah there is no death. In the akhirah we are not going to die. The jannati, when he goes into Jannah, he remains in Jannah forever. He does not die. The pleasures of this world are temporary and the pleasures of the akhirah are permanent. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. If someone goes to sleep in dunya and wakes up and enjoys a good life, it's for a little while. By the end, akhir maut hai. At the end, they have to die. But when a person enters Jannah and enjoys the ni'mas of Jannah, enjoys the bounties of Jannah, there is no sleep in Jannah because sleep is a form of death and there is no death in Jannah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. And the pleasures of Jannah will just continue and continue. The foods of Jannah are much better than the foods of the world. The pleasures of Jannah are much better than the pleasures of the world. So how fortunate is that person who works hard in dunya and achieves Jannah? He does not worry regarding the pleasures of the world. He worries regarding achieving the pleasures of Jannah. And subhanallah Azza wa Jal, that is where he keeps his enjoyment for. Thus Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. This world is actually a prison for the believer. And this world is a paradise for the disbeliever. For the believer, this is the prison. And in a prison, do you enjoy yourself? Do you consider that that is your permanent residence? That you always want to be there? No. Do you worry about building your life within the prison? No. It's a prison. It's not going to be very enjoyable. It's meant to be temporary. This world is a prison for us. It's just as a prison is for a person. So we're going to have rules and regulations that we have to live by. We can't do as we want. The president, he doesn't live freely. He has rules and regulations that he has to follow. This world is a prison for us. And so we have our rules, our regulations. We don't live completely freely. If you want to eat, we have to know, is it halal or is it haram? If you want to earn, we need to know, is it halal or is it haram? If you want to drink, we need to know, is it halal or is it haram? If we want to have some moments of enjoyment, we need to know, are they halal means of enjoyment or haram means of enjoyment? No matter what it is that we do, we need to look towards the Sharia. But is it halal? Is it haram? And we only do that which is halal and we stay away from that which is haram. And yet the disbelievers don't look towards the same thing. Those who don't believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, those who don't believe in the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, those who do not believe in the deen of Islam, they do as they please. Why? Because this is their paradise. It's not our paradise as believers. It's our prison, but this is their paradise. And so, there are no rules and regulations which they have to follow. They can eat as they want, wherever they want. They can drink as they want, wherever they want. They can do as they want, wherever they want. But how unfortunate they are, because they have this being their paradise and they don't have the paradise of the hereafter. Just think, the believer has the paradise of the hereafter whilst the disbeliever has the paradise of the dunya. The disbeliever has the paradise of the world, and in the paradise of the world, there is death. In the paradise of the hereafter, there is no death. In the paradise of the world, there is sickness, but in the paradise of the hereafter, there is no sickness. In the paradise of the world, there is grief, sorrow, worry, yet none of that is found in the paradise of the hereafter. In the paradise of the world, there are financial difficulties, yet that is not found in the paradise of the hereafter. In the paradise of the world, there are also various difficulties, yet there are no difficulties in the paradise of the hereafter. So fortunate is that person who focuses upon the paradise of the hereafter, who knows that I've come to this world to do some good deeds, and my abode is Jannah. That is where I want to enjoy my rewards. That is where I want to enjoy the result of my deeds within the world. That indeed this world is just a test. I cannot fall in love with this world because it is a fleeting world. It shall soon end. After a little while, many of those that I love are going to leave. And me, I, myself, I'm also going to leave this world. It's fleeting. Life is fleeting. It's all going to go. I can't grow attachments to this world, because growing attachments to this world is growing attachment to something which is soon going to leave me. So why should I attach myself to it? People tend to enjoy a little bit of this world. Yes, there are some beauties in this world. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We have beauties. And this is Allah's rahmah upon us, that the world does appear beautiful from time to time. Yes, there is nature, and nature is very beautiful. But people find attachments to wealth of dunya. They fall in love with the wealth of the dunya. People fall in love with fame. Yes, people fall in love with status. People fall in love with others thinking well of them. And people develop the drive to increase in these things. That every time we have one penny or $1 or R1 or £1, then we yearn for the next. We want the next and the next and the next. And we tend to become greedy for this dunya. We tend to become greedy for this world, because this is the nature of insan. This is the nature of human beings, that when he has one, he desires two. When he has two, he desires four. When he has four, he desires eight. When he has eight, he desires 16. It just goes on and on and on. How many people around us do we see that are content with that which they have? People are chasing, isn't it? They are chasing that in this world, they call it a rat race. That I have to get to the top, I have to keep earning more and more. Little do we realize there is no top. Because when you reach there, you're going to aim higher. That when you achieve your first goal, you're going to aim for your second goal. You are going to keep wanting more and more. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that nothing will fill the belly of the son of Adam, meaning humankind. Nothing will satisfy the appetite of humankind except the sand of the grave. Yes, except the sand of the grave. Because we will chase and we will chase and we will chase, and this chase continues. It continues until we realize that there is an end. We have to die and we have to be lowered into our kubur. We have to be lowered into our graves. And then we realize that this world was just for earning good deeds. This world was not for enjoyment. This world was not for pleasure. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that love for this world will lead us into many wrongs. It will lead us towards many sins. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيَةٍ, that the love of this world is the key. It is the root of all evils. Yes, the love for the world, not the world itself. The love for the world, wanting to chase this world, will lead you towards many evils. Just think, when people desire wealth, when people desire fame, when people desire status, when people desire property, when people desire business, what do they do and what do they not do in order to attain that? When the world becomes beloved to us, when wealth becomes beloved to us, then we are prepared to earn it via halal means or via haram means. People forget, people don't focus on whether it is a halal means, whether it is a means of attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or whether it's a means of attaining the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People say, by hook or by crook, I'm going to get it. That no matter what the case be, I must achieve this. I want this property, I want this business deal. And in order to attain that, people are prepared to bribe, people are prepared to go into interest-bearing deals. People are prepared to push the next person down. People are prepared to do the next person down, to hurt someone's feelings, to push someone out of the way, to put someone else in difficulty just so that we may reach the top. And then we attain one property, and then the next, and the next. And we think by one our desire is going to be fulfilled. No. After one you desire the next. We think by two our desire is going to be fulfilled. No. After two you desire the next. We think just this one more deal. Just this one more deal, and then we desire the next, and the next, and we lose even the world in chase of the world. One is we lose the akhirah, we lose the hereafter in chase of the world, but we even lose the world, this dunya, in chase of the world as well. Just think, those who are running after money day in and day night, they're running after wealth day in and day night, they lose their family time. They lose time with their children, they lose time with their spouses, they lose time with their parents. They lose so much of the enjoyment of life because they are chasing life. Because they are chasing a little more of this dunya. And by the end we realized we never achieved the world, nor did we achieve the hereafter. So what did we achieve in this chase? But how fortunate is that person who turns their back on the world and turns towards the hereafter? How fortunate is that person who says that, Alhamdulillah, whatever Allah Azza wa Jal gives me, I am grateful for that. I will use that. Yes, we must seek means within the world. We should work within the world. You should earn within the world. But what is the purpose of that? Is that our purpose or does that have a purpose? That is not our purpose. It has a purpose of helping to sustain us for the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. For us pleasing our Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our purpose is pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal. We need to work so that we can eat. We need to work so that we can drink. We need to work so that we have a shelter over our heads. And so people should work and you should do some business, etc. But what is the reason for that? Just so that we may earn, so that we may live. And why are we living? We don't live to earn, we earn to live. We don't live to earn, we earn to live. And why do we live? We live for the sake of Allah. We live for the pleasure of Allah. We live to worship Allah. We live to read the Holy Quran. We live to learn ilm al-deen. We live to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We live to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We live to please our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We live so that we may attain Jannah. We live so we may attain eternal pleasure. That's the purpose of our lives, that we live for this. We don't live to earn the wealth of the world. We just earn the wealth of the world so that we may live, so that we may attain our purpose. It's important that we differentiate between what is our need and what is our desire. What is our need and what is our purpose? We need the world and therefore we use it. But our desire, our purpose is the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and attaining the bounties of the hereafter. As long as we differentiate between these, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will stay focused upon our purpose, purpose driven. Otherwise it's too easy to get distracted by those things that glitter, that this glitters and that glitters, this looks lovely and that looks lovely, and we sit there and we forget that we actually came here to attain good deeds, not to attain these few things. Because as we leave the dunya, we need to leave all of this behind. We are going to leave all of this behind. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked his blessed companions, that, oh my companions, what do you say regarding someone who loves the wealth of his heirs more than his own wealth? Who is it? How can someone love the wealth of his heirs, those who are going to inherit after him more than his own wealth? This too was astonishing to the companions, alayhim wa ridwan, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught them, and by teaching them has taught us that whatever wealth we have in this dunya and we leave within this dunya, this doesn't belong to us. This is going to be left for our heirs. This is going to be left for those who are going to inherit after us. Our wealth is that which we send forth for the hereafter. Our wealth is our good deeds. The money we have in our hands doesn't belong to us. It's not going to stay with us. We're going to leave it in dunya. We're going to leave it in this world and we're going to go empty. Yes, as our pious elders tell us and they advise us that your kafan does not have pockets. You don't take them with you. If you have a big bank balance, where does it stay? It stays here in the world. And where do we go? We go towards the afterlife. If you have a property, where does it stay? It stays here in the world. And where do we go? We go to the afterlife. If you have cars, if you have houses, if you have businesses, it stays here in the world. And we go to the afterlife. This all remains here. The wealth of a person is that which he sends forth for the akhirah, so that when he arrives in the akhirah, then he has a good balance. Then he has a good amount. He has an amount that can take him into Jannah. He has an amount that he can enjoy in Jannah. What amount? It's an amount of good deeds, not an amount of wealth. Wealth is only wealth when we spend it in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, which results in good deeds, which results in us attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is true wealth. Otherwise, us holding it in dunya, holding it in the world, is not real wealth. It's just an illusion. It's just a deception. This world is a place of working hard. It's a place of striving. It's a place of difficulty. But once we leave the dunya, once we face death, after death it is all good. If you worked hard in dunya, if you gathered good deeds in dunya, then after death it's good because now you receive your rewards. Send your wealth to the akhirah. Give sadaqah in the path of Allah. Do good a'mal. Send your wealth to the akhirah. For a man's heart is with his wealth. A man's heart is with his wealth and he desires to meet his wealth. So if you send it to the akhirah and you keep sending and sending to the akhirah, your heart is also going to go towards the akhirah, that you are going to desire to meet your wealth, and that is good deeds of the afterlife, until you realize that there is nothing left for me here. My everything has gone to the afterlife and now I just desire to go and to meet my good deeds so I may receive the rewards of my good deeds. May Allah Azza wa Jal help us in ridding our hearts of the love for the world and placing in our hearts love for His pleasure. May Allah Azza wa Jal help us in ridding our hearts of the love of wealth and placing in our hearts love for Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the hereafter more beloved to us than the world that we are in. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with the tawfiq of doing good a'mal, doing good deeds in the world, so that we may reap its rewards in the hereafter. Ameen bijahi khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep receiving Islamic education through Madani channel. And keep supporting your Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.